I'm John Batchelor with Simon Constable in Edinburgh, Scotland. And Simon is writing for distinguished publications about the market at year's end. We observe there is virus, a new version, Omicron, unknown as of yet. We observe there is weather descending on Northern Europe. They've had snow in Germany, where there's a new government. The cold temperatures have come, not early, but we note them this year because of the price of energy. And Simon has written about energy very carefully over these last days and weeks. And I note, first of all, he's going to give us the report on the price of natural gas in Scotland, because as of yet, Nord Stream 2 has not opened, and Russia is always unpredictable. However, the energy story is not, because you can see the price of oil, the price of gasoline climbing. Simon, your columns of last week gave me an inspiration. I wanted to see if Constable was right on the money. So recently you wrote about two unhedged oil companies, oil plays. One was Occidental, the other one, I believe, was Phillips Conoco. What does it mean to be unhedged, and why, in your Barron's piece, did you say of all the world, these two companies may prosper?
So an unhedged oil company means that you are exposed fully to the risk of the oil price moving. So if the oil price was to go down, then the stock would likely suffer because the earnings would suffer. And it also means if the oil price is likely to go up, then you would benefit as an investor. And given the analysis I got from a lot of really smart people on Wall Street about the oil market, it looked very much like the oil price was going to go up. And these two companies, and there were some others as well, which I didn't mention, but those two are big blue chip companies. They're likely to benefit and see the rising oil price just drop straight through to the bottom line in terms of excess profits, which, of course, anyone who buys the stock will benefit from. So that's why I picked them. And there were fairly good reasons wanting to you know, look at the oil market in that way. I mean, there is not enough supply reaching the world. OPEC is pretty slow at coming back with extra supply, and there's not a heck of a lot of much needed drilling in America. So all of these things will restrict supply, and yet demand is going to exceed pre-COVID levels fairly shortly. So, you know, up demand, supply not moving, big price increases.
Well, I'm an unimaginative investor, and when I read something in Barron's, I follow it. So I want to make note that the Occidental stock, which was trading under $30, responded immediately to prices going higher. And it pays a dividend, and it is a way of getting involved in a picture, the energy picture, which will only prosper for the balance of this century. Simon, natural gas prices, you've also spoken and written about them. And the question here is, are natural gas prices moderating in Britain? You pay much more than we do here in the U.S. We're awash in natural gas. How about your heating prices? Is it abating?
It is not abating, but it isn't going up much more than it already had. So that's a very good sign. I would also like to point out that we are awash in natural gas. The problem is that in Europe, it's just remaining under the ground. We're not getting enough drillers to drill, and partly that's because of regulations, either in the EU or in the UK, or people just not wanting holes to be drilled near them. And there's a lot of NIMBYism when it comes to natural gas drilling, even though we have plenty of it. But yes, you're right. You have a lot of natural gas that's actually been drilled out of the ground and sent to your homes. We have it still in the ground. And so we're getting most of ours from, or a big portion of ours from Russia. And that's been a bit of a problem over the last year or so. And I think that won't get any better. But I also think that likely won't get any worse unless we see something catastrophic happen.
Final 30 seconds. The petrol prices, have they moderated at the gas station?
No, they have not moderated, and it's always a bit eye-watering to fill the tank up. So it's you think about gasoline prices in terms of dollars per gallon. We think of them in pounds per liter, but basically it's a heck of a lot more expensive. But the good news is they haven't gone up, so there is still some money spare for Christmas dinner. So that's good.
Simon Constable in Edinburgh, Scotland, observing the unknowns about Omicron, the knowns about energy. Winter is here. It's no longer coming. and the market, which heretofore has risen greatly and will continue, according to Ed Yardeni. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.